BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear.
How can we just spare a thought for my mate Chris today? He's quite down. He's had a long day after his Batman audition. He went to, a very big audition earlier where lots of people were queued up around the block wanting to play Batman in an arena tour and didn't get the part. But apparently you've just been on the London TV news, have you?
Well, yeah, someone just texted me and told me that I've been on a London news show, but I'm not...
Interview you?
Yeah, I had to do loads of interviews earlier.
You know, they haven't shown
had
any.
Had to, or like push yourself forward going, me.
No, it was the opposite. It was you pushing me forward to do this.
Do you know what? I think I should become Chris's agent. Because I do quite well at like being an agent, I think.
What did
and
they
although
actually...
he didn't get this job, I reckon I could get him something else.
What did they actually show of you?
Apparently they showed me just panicking in the background while someone did a proper audition.
Oh, not the actual interview. It's like the episode of Gavin and Stacey, isn't it, where Mick gets in. Mick gets interviewed, they never show it.
That's exactly it.
Same. Now, Chris, you're not Batman. For some reason, the judges didn't think that you were...
Well, yeah, in their opinion.
Tonight, there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies. There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Then they told you to go more American.
Oh, good, Chris. Let's try across the Atlantic, shall we?
How rude.
Tonight there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's okay, though, because you're not Batman.
Disappointed. Did I not make it?
No, you didn't make it.
I tried.
I know. But what we're going to do, because we haven't done this for days, if you're up for it, Becky, we can make Chris a song tomorrow.
Yeah, a little happy song to cheer him up.
Like a Batman theme song.
Seriously?
Well, that's the last thing that he wants, isn't it? He's not rubbing it in.
Okay, no, so he's really not on the arena tour, but he's still in his head. He can still be Batman.
I've still got the outfit.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm tonight making Chris a song that he can listen to and pretend that he's Batman in his bedroom.
Yes, because that would really... Look at how down he is. That would really cheer him up.
My name's Chris and I'm Batman.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So a song by tomorrow, that's your homework. Thanks, my darling.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tonight there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City. There will be 39 burglaries and 27 robberies. My name's Chris and I'm Batman. There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's simpler with me. I'm not complicated by friends. My name's Chris and I'm Batman.
Seriously, in the time that you had to make that, I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
I always know from the way that you bob your head along to the music that you got rhythm. But I didn't realise quite so much. Amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how everything is about the fly on the wall documentary these days, like the model agency? There's so many of them on TV, aren't there?
They are amazing. I'm addicted.
So today we can present to you the first episode of my friend Chris's fly on the wall documentary called It's Chris. How's that feel? How's that make you feel?
I'm still not completely convinced by this whole thing.
Right, that's where you're wrong.
It's awful.
Was it not your idea?
No, it wasn't. No. It was these guys.
Oh, I thought you'd gone, I want a documentary, get me a documentary, and then you made Dougsy film
you. I think when you see this documentary, you'll see that it's really not.
I think it's great. I would say it's better than the model agency. All they do is pout and smoke.
Yeah, I mean, there's no smoking in my documentary.
Oh, and cry, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no crying in my documentary either. It is awful.
Yesterday, we managed to get David Hasselhoff on board as the narrator. Yeah, have that, Michael Burke. He does the Pineapple Dance Studios.
Ah, I knew.
I can't believe he agreed to this.
He didn't really agree. I just shoved it in his face and went, read this.
Had he actually seen it before he did the voiceover?
No.
Does he know what he's put his name to?
No.
Right.
I love him even more for that. That he'll just read out random words that you tell him to, Scott, and he just does it.
Dave, just read this.
That doesn't happen much in the showbiz world anymore, does it? Normally you have to get clearance and go through loads of people, but Hoffy just does it.
Are you telling me that Michael Burke saw Pineapple Dance Studios before and thought, oh, I'd love to be the voice of that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Wow. So here is the first bit of It's Chris, our Fly on the Wall documentary.
Right, it's the morning of my new Fly on the Wall documentary.
It's morning, so and another busy day for Chris.
Just had a shower. And now I'm going to go and make some breakfast. Good times.
So that's the opener.
I've never known them on the model agency to go, hi, and welcome to the model agency, a documentary where we're being filmed. I think the whole point of it is that you don't acknowledge that you're...
It was because I'd woken up first, so before I'd gone round to Dougsy's, I obviously didn't have a film crew following me, so I had to film myself with my camera phone.
One thing Chris likes to do every day, sometimes twice...
What?
What's wrong?
It's fine.
I can't...
Listen.
Is it finished?
One thing Chris likes to do every day, sometimes twice... is brush his teeth.
What's wrong with her?
Are you all right?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, the water's fine. I know it sounds like a horse wee, but the water's fine. It's just the sound of other people brushing their teeth. I never realised I didn't like it until I heard that.
One thing Chris likes to do every day, sometimes twice, is brush his teeth.
It really freaks you out.
I can't be the only person. That is just horrible.
What happens when you brush your teeth then?
That's fine.
What about your boyfriend?
What happens when you brush your boyfriend?
I don't know. I don't brush his teeth. We don't have that sort of relationship. I don't know. I've never noticed it before, but that really loud is horrible.
Right, here's where Dougsy comes in.
This is an exciting day for Chris. Dougsy. He wakes up his friend Dougsy before noon.
Dougsy, we need to get up now. Filming today. It's a new date. Ready? Come on. Come on. Come on.
Is that a Dougsy or is that a cow?
Dougsy a cow?
No. I know it sounds like livestock, but
what's more worrying is that strange slapping thing you have to do to him to get him up, which...
Come on, Dougs. Here's a cow.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
This is an exciting day for Chris.
Dougsy.
He wakes up his friend Dougsy before...
Listen.
Dougsy, we need to get up now. Filming today. It's a new date. Ready?
It's a few short slaps to the thighs.
40 of those.
40 of those.
Ready?
So he's woken Dougsy up, and now they're out the house.
After playing their soccer game, Chris and Dougsy head out.
We are now going to get breakfast.
To the generic popular bakery in northwest London.
But we're going to a generic... popular bakers in northwest London.
Were you worried about mentioning too many brand names in this documentary?
Yes, because the day I was filming, you told me don't get any brands in shot.
What did you? I've only ever seen you in sportswear. So, what are you wearing in the documentary?
I think I'd looked for a plain jumper actually, so that we were okay.
When you're watching this documentary, you'll notice that Chris's mate Dougsy, who is the cameraman, every time he sees like a shop. Or any kind of brand name, you'll see the camera just quickly go to the floor because he's well aware that you can't actually film any.
But the funny thing about that is every time he moves the camera to the floor, you see his trainers.
Yeah.
And they're well advertised throughout.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that. Sorry.
Unfortunately, Dougsy is having problems being the cameraman.
Why not? I can't even keep your head in shot. This is it. It's not even the quality of what we're filming is... It's not even that that's poor. It's that you are a poor filmmaker as well. So the two combined is a leading
most of this journey has had half of your head in the shot.
Well, why can't you just film it?
Because I'm walking. If I walk, it goes like this. I can't walk without... I can't hover, can I?
I love your bickering.
He really started to wind me up after a while, actually.
Oh, yeah. Was he not getting your best angle?
It's not even the best angle. I don't understand how hard it is to point a camera at someone, but he seemed to find problems with it.
But I like it because we've got some bickering in. And if you watch all those ITV2 ones, like there's always bickering on the Katie Price one with whoever it is at the time, Alex Reed.
Yeah, but
Peter
he's
Andre.
Not. Tuxie's not my partner.
No, it doesn't matter. This, we've still got bickering, so we can sell this. The right. Kerry Katona one, she's always having an argument with Mac. Anyway, here we are in northwest London again.
It's Chris's guide to Pinner.
And we look really stupid. There's a guy in a lorry sitting looking at us, and I'm walking around filming you.
Hold on, try and give an explanation. That was the centre of the Wesel campaign during the X Factor. Exciting times. And here we are at the War Memorial.
So in that bit, we see the headquarters of the Katie Wesel campaign during last year's X Factor.
Yes, again, on Pinner High Street. It is a shop ran by her family.
Do you know what they're doing with all the leftover Katie Wesel shirts, mugs, badges?
I think they're still selling them, but at a cheaper rate.
So that's it. The first episode of It's Chris.
I wouldn't watch this.
You will watch it, guarantee it.
And very probably the last.
I will watch it because I've filmed it.
This bacon is ragged.
No, it's nice. Nice bacon. I'll have yours if you don't want it.
So there we are. That's the first episode of It's Chris.
Do you think we'll get to a second?
Well, hopefully there are TV commissioners listening to this right now. If there are, and I know they do listen in the morning, obviously. Please, Mr. BBC Three... Sorry, no, Mr. BBC One, let's reach for this.
Mm.
I want you to come in with your bid for It's Chris.
I don't think anyone's going to want this. You're telling me that people might...
Right. Hush your gums.
All right. Hasn't even got a theme tune, Scott.
No, it doesn't matter. Let's all get together, have a live auction. You can all shout huge numbers, and whoever shouts the biggest number closes the bid.
Mm.
Well, didn't we meet the new bloke from BBC Three came around the office the other day, didn't he?
Remember? Oh, is that who it was?
Yeah.
Oh. I was... And he...
What?
What did you do?
Do you fancy him?
No, I... No, I can't remember what I was saying, but I think I said something like, oh, have you seen this? And obviously he has, if it's on his actual channel.
Oh, you didn't realise?
No. I hope I said it was good. I can't... I've got a habit of doing that. Oh. Like, do you remember when Connie Huck was going out with Richard Bacon, like, back in the day, and he came to my university and I said, oh, I don't think Connie's very good on TV. And bless him, he sat there and he didn't say anything. He was like,
That's my girlfriend.
And then afterwards someone told me, I was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you. That is all...
I'm the queen of putting your foot in it.
So I think we need to get that man on board. He's a very nice man. The Scott Mills Daily. So we are about to be at episode 2 of It's Chris, our fly on the wall documentary. You can watch episode 1 now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's there online for you to watch.
Just click on the picture of naked man on the bottom left.
Why are you naked there, Chris?
Not the Greg video. It's sort of sandwiched in between Greg's video and Fern's video, I think.
Right.
Oh, there's two naked people on the homepage at the moment.
There's a lot of nakedness on the homepage right now.
It's just, Chris, where are I? Mean, you must be lying in bed, because you've got your chain on, but the rest of you's naked.
I was in bed, yeah. I don't know why they chose that as the sort of front cover picture.
No. Anyway, go and check it out. It's our Fly on the Wall documentary. We've seen the popularity of things like the Model Agency. Only Way is Essex. It's huge right now, so we're trying to get in on it.
Mm.
What happens in the first episode for people that haven't seen it?
You sort of get introduced to the main characters, really.
Who are?
It's just me and my mate.
Yeah.
To be honest, the first one, it isn't the best. I'm the first to admit it. But it's just, you told
me... It's an introduction.
You told me to just film a day in my life, and that's what I did.
We're trying to make the next big reality hit based on the life of my mate Chris. So yesterday, I set up a meeting, didn't I?
Yeah.
With somebody very important at the BBC to see if we can get this thing to go and get it on TV.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose the ultimate aim is to get it commissioned for lots of money.
Yeah. So you took Smooth Talking Dan as your cameraman.
I did, yeah.
What happened to Dougsy, your mate?
Well, I thought...
He's still gardening?
A little bit.
Do you know about this, Becky?
No.
Dougsy got some work last week. Because he can't say no, he ended up doing the garden of a priest.
He got cornered by a priest in a coffee shop and ended up having to work on his garden, so to speak.
Never done gardening in his life. How did that go?
I don't know, I haven't really heard from him since.
All right.
So I assume he's still there.
Still weeding away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Don't you have to be, like, really qualified to do gardening and, like, know about plants and stuff?
Well...
You can't just pull out... It's like we had a gardener once who pulled out my wildlife garden because he didn't know what it was.
You've got a wildlife garden.
I was really excited that I was going to have butterflies and everything and he just pulled it out thinking it was weeds.
Yeah. Poor Dougs. It's probably
also,
still there.
If you haven't got a job, it's best not to just turn stuff down.
Exactly.
It's better to get out there and just take what you can.
But he's a nice guy. You can't say no. So if a priest approaches you in a coffee shop, you go, yeah, all right, I'll do your garden. Mm. He was told not to touch the Annus Horribilis, but to leave the, what was it, the memorandum.
Memorandum, yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That anyway. Is really bad.
I know. So,
is that yours? Own up to it.
What?
That joke.
No, it was written down for me.
It was written down.
Was that? No, that was a Dougsy's joke.
Yeah, it was, yeah, but that's what he told me he was having to do, and I sort of fell for it.
Right. Anyway, so here's Chris at the important meeting with Smooth Talking Dan, the cameraman.
We got completely the wrong building again. I don't know how we've managed it. We're in a place called TV Centre, but apparently we're meant to go to another building in White City.
We're running a bit late, actually.
Late. We need to...
Let's go. Should we jog?
This has all gone wrong, hasn't it? We haven't even met him yet. This has all gone wrong.
So you're in the wrong building, and also you're late for the important meeting.
Yeah, you told me to go to White City and a place called TV Centre.
Yes.
So we got to
That's
White
not hard.
Well, no.
You get off the tube in London, and it's right there in front of you, staring
also,
you in the face.
Also, you should have left a bit earlier, because it's not good to be late.
Yeah.
We were in completely the wrong building. We got sent half a mile down the road to a park.
Who directed you to a park?
TV Centre.
What, they were like, yeah, it's down there.
Yeah, just sent us away.
Well, you would. See you two coming, you'd be like, oh, let's get rid of it. Get rid.
Yeah. Camera's broken. Camera's run out of battery, so we're now having to film off my phone. He's going to think we're a right pair of... We're going to meet someone who commissions stuff for BBC, and we're going to film it all on a mobile phone.
This is the point where you rang me and wanted to come back.
I was worried.
Yep.
You rang me going, camera's not working. What do we do? I was like, well, just film it on your phone. So we carry on, do we? Yes. Go and meet him.
You provided me with the camera. It ran out of battery within 5 minutes.
Oops.
So we're sort of running down to try find this place. And Smooth Talking Dan suddenly realises the camera's not working, so we had to switch to the mobile, which, you know...
How unprofessional are you looking right now to this guy?
Well, awful. We're going to one of the bigwigs at the BBC and filming everything on a mobile phone.
So you finally met up with Jan, didn't you? Very important man at the BBC. He can make stuff happen. He can get this on TV.
Yeah, we had some issues getting into the building because of various ID problems and stuff like that. But
right.
We eventually got
eventually got in.
Yeah.
I'm here with Juan, who has...
It's Jan, actually.
Jan?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? The best thing when you get someone's name wrong is to almost, like, question the fact that that is actually their name when they correct you.
Oh, really?
Because you call him Juan. He says, no, it's Jan. You're like, oh, really?
I'm here with Juan, who...
It's Jan, actually.
Jan?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Cool. Yep. Yeah. It's Jan, actually.
I've never heard of a bloke called Jan.
Well.
So I just didn't believe it.
TV
people.
How
many ones do you know? Can't imagine they're big in Pinner.
Right, one.
Scott wrote down the name of this person on a piece of paper. And
it did look like one.
I just assumed it was Juan.
TV people have funny names sometimes.
Seemingly so.
Yes. Anyway, so you're in the meeting with one, Jan, and let's hear it.
So the question we want to ask is how much?
Well, I'm not sure we're completely in the business of making opening offers, but for us to take this to the commissioner, I've got a few suggestions. It's got some good bits, which I'll come to in a minute, but I would suggest that the first things first, you need to get your pictures in focus, get the sound right, because it's a bit dodgy in places.
Right, so he's saying the sound is dodgy in places, as it is on this.
You told me to go straight in, just ask for a price, because they'll love it.
But you've just met this guy and you're like, so the
and
question is really, how much?
You were late and you got his name wrong and the first thing you ask him is, how much can you give me?
So the question we want to ask is, how much?
Straight in there. Okay, here's some more feedback from one.
What I would say is I need to get close to you as a person.
Okay.
I just don't feel like you're being Essex enough.
Oh, right.
You need to be more real. You need to have relationships in your life. That would be useful. The only relationship in your life, by the sounds of it, is with your director.
I'm not in a relationship with Dixie. I need to point that out.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand that.
So he's saying...
That's not the first time, because you thought that, isn't it? Because you said a number of times Dixie's not your partner.
So he's saying you need more relationships in the show.
Yeah, but the thing
and
is...
And he wants you to have a relationship with your director, which is Dougsy.
No, he doesn't, no. The problem is, Smooth Talking Dan was filming the whole thing as he was giving me feedback. And
so
I
he
felt
thought that, you two were a couple?
No, I felt the need to have to explain that I'm not in a relationship with the cameraman. Because the first episode seemed to suggest I was.
Well, you do spend a lot of time together. You can see what people are saying. They might think that.
I don't like these rumours.
Anyway, on with the meeting with Jan.
Result. Thank you, Juan.
It's a pleasure. My name's Jan.
Oh, God, you called him Juan again.
I forgot. Sorry.
So, once you leave Jan, they have a little debrief, Smooth Talking Dan and Chris, about how they think it went.
Okay, so let's have a debrief. How do you think it went?
STD, I think it went quite well. I actually think he really liked it. That was the impression I got. We just got to change a couple of things, but we can do that. And the thing is, we've got the Hoff narrating it, you know what I mean? They love that. As long as we've got the Hoff, everything will all be fine.
So you think it went well? It's positive, yeah?
Well, it was. He actually said that we might have something that could potentially be put before a commissioner, which is great news.
Right. If you get the pictures in focus, the sound right.
And have a relationship with Dougsy. Yeah.
Improve better acting, more in-depth relationships, improve the quality of filming and sound.
But they like it that
all
the Hoff...
All of it, basically.
Yeah. Keep the Hoff.
But they like the Hoff thing, yeah?
They said what the whole thing will hinge on as long as we can keep the Hoff.
That's fine, it's cool, he's on board.
He got his name wrong a couple of times. You didn't like that.
What was his name? Because on paper, it was like J-U-A-N, something like that. I thought that was Juan. Jan's a girl's name, isn't it?
I told you it was Jan.
Mate, I didn't believe you, I thought you set me up.
Okay, good, so you were late, you got the wrong building and went to a park, you called him Juan when his name's Jan.
And you're still questioning whether that's his actual name when he said it to you twice.
Have you ever heard of a bloke called Jan?
Do you know what we need, mate? A podcast. One Extra presents...
Too Rude for Radio!
My name is Dotty.
I'm Robbie.
This podcast is for all the things we can't say on radio. Quite often, when the music's playing, we have X-rated conversations off air. I'm going to ask you a question. Right. And you have to answer honestly. Now, for the first time, you can hear those conversations. Yeah, it's going to get a bit leery. Too Rude for Radio. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
You can have a theme song.
Don't be corny on the theme song, yeah?